Blackstone Audio presents A Consequential President, The Legacy of Barack Obama by Michael D'Antonio. This book is read by George Newbern. For Tony. Introduction. Black mascot of Wall Street oligarchs and a black puppet of corporate plutocrats. Cornell West, 2011. 100 days into his second term, Obama has already lost control of the agenda, if he ever had control in the first place. Dana Milbank, 2013. Unfortunately, he still has not learned how to govern. Maureen Dowd, 2013. With friends like his liberal critics, Barack Obama didn't need any Republican antagonists. Beginning with the academic activist Cornel West, who campaigned for Obama to be elected in 2008 and then became a fierce critic, many top-ranked figures on the left criticized him with particular impatience because he had not met their expectations. None expressed the disappointment more pointedly than Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, who alternately attacked Obama as too cool and too emotional. Dowd's criticisms, like those voiced by Dana Milbank and Cornel West, were sharpened by the kind of disappointment that would inevitably arise among those who welcomed Obama's election with excitement. In November 2008, Dowd had called him elegant and disciplined and wondered in print if the nation might one day build an Obama monument in Washington. This enthusiasm was driven by three main factors. The first was the tragedy of George W. Bush's presidency and ruinous war in Iraq. The second was the optimism that so many felt as the nation elected its first black president. The third, and most significant, was the man himself. Throughout his presidency,